The annual community Christmas concert is being performed this Sunday and Monday at Bethlehem Lutheran Church. The concert is being directed by Bill Backstrand. He accepted the baton from longtime director and local legend B.J. Moose.
I have an enormous debt of respect and gratitude to B.J. for all he's done here. He's a very legendary figure, I think, in Cook County, having created in a very rural, remote area a strong choral culture. I don't think there are many counties or communities that can boast an organization like this, a choir and an orchestra that are, frankly, quite respectable. Many years ago, B.J. took this concert in the direction of doing many other pieces as well, and smaller portions of the Messiah. So today, it really is a Christmas concert that has a few pieces in it from the Messiah, but is primarily other music. I kind of always feel like I should jump in and say, sort of like the artist that's formerly known as Prince, that this is the concert formerly known as the Messiah. And that's a leftover from the days when this group did the Messiah of George Frederick Handel and nothing else. Wonderful place to do this concert. Bethlehem Lutheran is a great place acoustically. It's a good place to sing. It has a lot of resonance in the room, which is very complimentary to the kind of music that we do. It's a big enough place for us to have this concert, and so we're grateful to Bethlehem for providing that. But one of the challenges there is that we are located up front, and there's a pipe organ in the back. And several of the things, especially for the Messiah, really require the organ to play along, and that spatial separation has been a real challenge. So I managed to secure a little three-rank pipe organ, portative organ from Jekyll Organs in Duluth that he's going to let us use for this concert. So we'll bring that up and set it up in front in the midst of the orchestra. That'll make it a lot more fun.
My name is Erica Haglund, and I'm playing violin and singing a couple of the soprano solos. I love how it brings so many people in the community together. One way or another, it seems like most of the town is involved in this concert, and it's really impressive. Having come from a big city of Philadelphia to a town of, 1,300, it's an amazing thing to see that this can happen in a place like this.
Kathy Bolstead, I play the clarinet in the orchestra, and my favorite part about the rehearsing the concert is just the camaraderie we have with the orchestra. It is so wonderful. Getting together with these folks is amazing. I think one of my favorite memories of performing the Christmas concert was when B.J. celebrated his, 30th year, something like that, and it was just amazing. We were all very, very excited and happy for him, and such a wonderful feeling.
Hi, I'm Alex Dittmanson, and I'd have to say that the best part of being in the Messiah is just how it affects the community. You know, everyone comes and they listen to music and, you know, the lives it changes. That's the great part about it. That's what it's all worth.
Erica Haglund is going to do a soprano aria, and Karina Roth, of course, who's done a lot of solo work in the past. And then Mark Patton is going to sing the Comfort Ye My People, the tenor aria. And then one thing that I suppose some purists out there might think is a little unkosher, but there's another tenor aria, Every Valley, that we're going to have Karina sing as a soprano. So, but you make those adjustments when you live in a tiny rural community and do it however it is you can do it. When I took this on, when BJ asked if I would do this, I suppose the orchestra was the thing that made me most nervous, partly because you don't just put an ad out in the paper and say, you know, everybody and all, come on. It, like you can do with a singing group, a choir, easily. But with an orchestra, you know, it's a whole different ball of wax. And so I came into it wondering, huh, how's this going to work out? It turns out that it's just great fun. It's a real blast, and I think it's a great group of people. There are some in it that are really wonderfully talented and very accomplished. I just love rehearsing, sort of love being in front of a group doing that and leading that. It's I oftentimes go into a rehearsal with very low energy and tired and thinking, I wonder if I'm going to make it through this evening, and I'm so pumped up by the end. It's just a energy producing kind of an affair, and I hope that's true for all the members of the group as well. But and just like in the world of visual arts, we say that the most important thing is to find your eye or develop your eye. So it is in music that we find our ear and we learn to listen. And so finding ways to help people do that is a very good thing.
I'm Jenny Delfs. One of my favorite memories is that I've only missed one because somebody decided to have a baby that night. Another favorite memory is singing Until Us a Son Is Born, Big Out to Hear Pregnant. That was really good too.
And I'm Margie Nelson, and my favorite memory is actually crying every year while I sing and thinking I'm the only one. And then someone in the audience tells me lots of us are crying.
Well, my name is Mark Patton, and I've probably been singing in this almost 30 years. And I have to say, every year the reason I come back is for the inspiration, the spiritual inspiration of it. It's nice to see neighbors. It's great to taste the goodies in the bars afterwards, but there's nothing like the inspiration of this sacred music. It's overwhelming.
By all means, come. I think there's such a variety of music here, and there's a wonderful connection that happens between those that are performing up front and those that are sitting and listening. And it's a wonderful thing to witness that kind of coming together. And I think everybody loves that.